never heard of, and it turned out to be the biggest scandal in the Pentagon in decades.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to write his testimony, and I just met him, and he called it my baptism by fire, and I was with him from there all the way down to his resignation.
Now, from reading Morning Sunshine, How to Radiate Confidence and Feel It Too, you actually had severe on-air panic attacks.
About 10 years ago, I started to have panic attacks on the air, and the first one just came out of left field. I had no idea what it was, and it really chipped away at my self-confidence because it didn't just happen one time.
Mm.
They kept recurring, and they kept coming because I thought, I'm going to quit my job.
Yeah.
That's where the book starts, yeah.
Otis Smith, the general manager of the Magic, made an interesting statement talking about the upcoming Magic season.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we're not asking any one guy to carry any part of the whole load. We're asking everybody to grab a handle.
Mm.
Just grab a handle. I love that phrase, don't you?
Grab a handle. Yes.
So if you get enough people grabbing a handle, you know, that heavy load becomes very light.
This is Daybreak USA.
And thank you for grabbing a handle on this Monday. It's November 15th, 2010. Scott West, Bobby Collins, Christy Cahila. It's America's original radio news magazine. And we've got a very powerful hour of Daybreak USA for you this hour. We're going to be talking to two men who spent time in prison for crimes they did not commit. And they are part of a powerful book that chronicles the story of 12 men such as them. And we are going to talk with Eugene Henton and Richard Miles. These two exonerees are part of the book entitled Tested. And we, a couple of weeks ago, had a chance to, or at least it seems like it was just a couple of weeks ago. I do believe it has been that long. The book is called Tested, How 12 Wrongly Imprisoned Men Held On to Hope. And as it's turned out, on our YouTube channel, the Daybreak USA channel on YouTube, they those segments from our last conversation with Christopher Scott and Billy Smith proved to be the most watched segments of any that we've had on our YouTube channel to date.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and I think those kinds of stories have really struck a chord with the thousands who have been checking out those segments. And so we have more stories to share. And we decided that in light of what response we got to those last segments, that we're going to share a little bit more of the hour in talking to Reverend Budd, co-author of the book Tested, along with her daughter, and the two exonerees.
I'm really looking forward to this.
Well, it's coming up in minutes here on Daybreak USA. Before we get to that, though, let's talk about a couple of stories that crossed our desk this morning. And you being a dog lover, Christy Cahila, and your pug, Ro, I'm sure that you might have, had you been in the Tampa Bay area, probably would have participated in Dogtoberfest. That's what they're calling it. TampaBay.com says that last Saturday's Dogtoberfest set a new world record for the most dogs in costume.
I would have dressed him up like as a pirate.
Yeah, because Tampa Bay Buccaneer. I'm sure you would have. And you would have been a part of the 426 dogs that were all in costume.
And he would have won.
He'd have been the standout.
He would.
Of
yeah,
course he would
have. Been.
Well, now this beat the record the previous year of 218 dogs, so they doubled the record that was set in England. And one of the dog owners said she was proud to be involved in Dogtoberfest, saying it was great to be a part of such a cool event. Another event going on in Hungary is Miss Mafia 2010. Yes, proving that there's a contest for just about everything. If you were to be a part of this, you had to have been connected to the mob or have been convicted of a crime.
And they're going to make you an offer
that you can't refuse. the winner moves on to Miss Mafia Universe, which takes place in Japan. Now, an adult film star who had been convicted of a crime says she feels confident about her chances, saying, I know I could have never been good enough to land in a straight beauty contest, so this is the perfect fit for me. I'm thinking that if you are Miss Mafia 2010, think about being a judge for this contest. And you don't win.
You're all winners.
You know, I mean, I don't want to cross any of the contestants in this contest, I don't think. And taking a look at some of the people that are celebrating a birthday on this 15th day of November, Ed Asner, Lou Grant from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, is 81 years old today. He's a retired people's court judge. The guy that started it all, Judge Wapner, is 91. Petula Clark is 78 years old. Yaphet Kotto, Live and Let Die, the Bond movie, and, of course, the TV show Homicide, Life on the Streets, He's 73. Also from Law and Order, Sam Waterston, 70 years old today. And Beverly D'Angelo from those Lampoon Vacation movies. Yep, she is 59 years old today. Coming up, sports and business. Stay close.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
We've all heard about the importance of fiber in our daily lives, but many people don't know why fiber is so important in their diet. Fiber passes through your digestive tract and helps keep your bowel movements regular and removes intestinal waste. Now that's important. Fiber makes you feel full sooner and longer because it takes long to move through your digestive system, slowing the rate of digestion. But fiber also moves fat through your digestive system faster, so less fat is absorbed, which also helps support healthy weight control. Now, you must be wondering if there's a simple way to make sure you get enough fiber in your diet, and there is. Genesis Today has created a great-tasting juice that contains the acai berry. Now, that's a superfruit that naturally contains fiber, and it has B vitamins for metabolism, and it also contains omega fatty acids that support healthy weight control. It's called acai berry juice. It's from Genesis Today, and it tastes absolutely fantastic.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
The 6 geese a laying are $249. With tax, your total is $261.58.
But I'm using my store charge. Shouldn't it be less?
I'm sorry, but your store charge doesn't entitle you to any additional savings on geese.
Even geese a laying?
Any kind of geese, ma'am.
For holiday shopping without the hassles, come to Kohl's instead, where you can save up to an extra 30% on everything you really want with no exclusions when you open or use your Kohl's charge this Tuesday and Wednesday at Kohl's 2-Day Sale. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through Wii!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
Minutes past the hour. We're Daybreak USA. Bobby Collins, Christy Gahila. I'm Scott West. Thanks for waking up with us this morning. Well, when it comes to football picks, Christy Gahila is still picking winners, although this might be a week in which he falls under 500. What that means, Christy, is more losses than wins. But you know what? You're far enough in front with how you've been doing this season that I wouldn't sweat it. You're doing pretty good.
So I have more losses than wins this weekend.
Yeah, it could very well be. You're at 6 wins, 7 losses. Now, you could end up at 500, even if your Philadelphia Eagles win tonight.
Oh, but they'll win.
So you're confident of that?
Yes. Michael Vick is playing, right?
Yes, he is.
Then he'll win.
All right. Okay. That's what you said about the Giants, and then the Cowboys showed up. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to keep it.
That's right. See, that just goes to show you sometimes that's why they play the games. 16 past the hour now on Daybreak USA. Let's talk about some of those games. And let's begin with last night's contest, Sunday Night Football, Steelers-Patriots in Pittsburgh. Tom Brady, though, having the better night, 3 touchdown passes. He also ran for one. New England beats Pittsburgh 39-26. Steelers now at 6-3. New England moves to 7-2. As for those Cowboys, after a 1-7 slide and the firing of Wade Phillips, Jason Garrett, the interim head coach, and he begins his tenure with a win. John Kitna, pretty good performance, 3 touchdown passes, and the Cowboys in the Meadowlands jolt the Giants 33-20. Elsewhere in the NFL, it was the Colts over the Bengals 23-17. In overtime, Jets topped the Browns 26-20. Vikings fall to the Bears 27-13. Dolphins 29, Titans 17. Jaguars, as time ran out, a Hail Mary win. They beat the Texans 31-24. Bills get the first win of the season, beat the Lions 14-12. Buccaneers roll over the Panthers 31-16. Broncos, they top the Chiefs 49-29. In overtime, the Niners beat the Rams 23-20. And the Seahawks, they crush the Cardinals 36-18. In the NBA, Jason Richardson had 7 of 10 from three-point range, 34 points. Suns hold off the Lakers 121-116. Lakers now have lost 2 straight, fall to 8-2. Phoenix, by the way, 1 shy of the NBA record for three-pointers set by Orlando back in January of last year. They hit 22 of 40 from the stripe, the three-point stripe. 4 other games in the NBA. Hawks over the T-Wolves, 111-105. Pistons beat the Kings, 194. Thunder fall to the Spurs, 117-104. And the Rockets beat the Knicks, 104-96. Auto racing, the Sunday Cobalt Tools 500, won by Carl Edwards. First race he's won since 2008 at Homestead, ending a 70-race winless streak. Ryan Newman finished second, Joey Logano third. Denny Hamlin fell to 12th place, had a fuel problem, and in so doing, now only leads 4-time Cup champ Jimmy Johnson by 15 points with 1 race remaining. Major League Baseball handing out more postseason awards today. National and American League Rookie of the Year honors will be announced. Giant catcher Buster Posey, the top contender in the National League. Rangers closer Neftali Feliz, the frontrunner in the AL. NHL scoreboard, Rangers top the Oilers 8-2. Caps over the Thrashers 6-4. Minnesota beats Tampa Bay 4-1. And the Blackhawks in overtime down the Ducks 3-2. It's coming up on 19 minutes past the hour now on Daybreak USA. Let's turn our attention to business news on this Monday morning. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan thinks the federal government must get spending under control or risk another financial crisis. The former Fed chairman was on Meet the Press on Sunday. Greenspan is a member of a commission on deficit reduction, and he foresees trouble in the bond market if government debt isn't substantially reduced. A draft report recommends a series of cutbacks to trim the debt by $4 trillion in 10 years. It calls for reductions in Social Security benefits, as well as raising the retirement age to 67. The recommendation was roundly condemned by Democrats and the Tea Party alike. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the Social Security proposal, quote, simply unacceptable. That's what some would say about the idea of men being wrongfully convicted and spending years in jail for crimes they didn't commit. There are stories of such men that are told in the book, Tested, how 12 wrongly imprisoned men held on to hope. We talk to the author and 2 of those exonerees next.
Bonus round. If 1 is triangle and 2 is square, what is 3?
I want to say deviled ham.
Correct.
Yes.
If beauty's in the eye of the beholder, where's brains?
On the phone with the plumber.
Correct. What does Netflix now deliver instantly through Wii?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Wow. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Minutes past the hour on Daybreak USA. I'm Scott West, along with Christy Gahilla and Bobby Collins. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. A couple of weeks ago, we had the privilege and pleasure of speaking to a former prosecutor for the Dallas County District Attorney's Office, now an Episcopal deacon at the Church of the Incarnation here in North Texas. Reverend Dorothy Budd is back in studio with us. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having us today.
The last time we met, you brought with you two men that are a part of the stories being told in the book, Tested, How 12 Wrongly Imprisoned Men Held On to Hope. And Christopher Scott, Billy Smith, some impassioned stories that they shared. And this morning, we are privileged to have two others that are with us who have had that same unfortunate experience. But as a result of being set free now, embarking on some new lives and sharing their experience, Eugene Hinton, nice to meet you. How are you, man? Okay, Eugene Hinton, good morning to you. Give us a hello again to our radio audience.
All right.
Very good. Richard Miles, how are you?
I'm doing good.
You know what? It's good to have you guys in studio. I want to, and we wanted to make sure that we devoted ample time to share your experiences, much like you did in the book, which Reverend Bud, you and your daughter put together. For those that may not have been among the thousands who have gone online to our YouTube channel and checked out our interview with Christopher and Billy and you from a couple of weeks ago, retell and kind of set the stage for what it is that you were moved to share in this book.
What I hope to share in this book was really the spirit of faith and endurance that these men had. I mean, I worked for a number of years as a prosecutor, and of course, I thought carefully about the cases that I was trying, but I've got to say, when they were done, and that yellow envelope came out, and you stamped whatever the crime was and sent it on down to TDC, I didn't think much about what happened after there. I moved on to my next case.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to know these men, you know, made me think about the lives of all prisoners, for one thing, but especially the lives of people who are falsely accused and get stuck in that system and have to endure, you know, day after day, month after month, year after year, and in some cases in this book, decade after decade. And what resources of the human spirit and what, you know, ingenuity you had to have to get through that and come out a whole and joyful person, which is who I met when I met these men, instead of a bitter shell, which is a fascinating question to me, and it impelled me.
You could come out of the experience either bitter or better. And Eugene Hinton, your experience, talk about your story and how you ended up in prison for a crime you didn't commit.
Okay, initially I'd like to say that every man who have been forced to experience this, the fiber of his character is challenged by this adversity.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned a minute ago that you will come out either better or actually you will manifest the bad. It depends mm-hmm. on what you hold on to.
Right.
Particularly with my experience, I was 17 when this happened to me. I'd never been in trouble before in my life. Mm-hmm. And I was accused of sexually assaulting someone. And my mom took me to the police department, and I was incarcerated from that point. Within a month, I was on the diagnostic unit. I was too young to be placed on a unit, so they held me there at the diagnostic unit until I turned 18. And once I turned 18, then they sent me to a unit called Ferguson Unit. And I stayed there for a period of maybe 12 months before I was assaulted, stabbed, and at which time they transferred me from the Ferguson Unit to the Wynn Unit. And a shortway discharge from the Wynn Unit.
Mm. Now, these different units, what was life like within them? Were there others of your age and your circumstance that were kept in that diagnostic unit?
Well, there were a few guys that were there at the diagnostic unit that was underage, and they were there for different crimes. I didn't know them personally, mm-hmm. so I didn't have the privilege of discussing any of the details, you know, concerning their existence there.
Mm-hmm.
And but I do know they were underage because we were all housed separate from everyone else, and we were fed and everything else separate from the normal general population.
Mm-hmm.
And after my 18th birthday, I was sent off with just one other guy that was on that area, that block or wing or whatever you call it. And we both were sent to Ferguson, which I believe at that time in 1984, they housed prisoners from 18 to 25, I think. And it was right after the breakdown of the Billington system.
Mm-hmm.
So prison was horrible. It was much more, I mean, prison anywhere should be horrible. I'm sure it is. But it was particularly hard because the system was broken down.
Mm-hmm.
There were inmates that were running it, and you know, apparently the executive branch was trying to gain control over the unit by doing away with the Billington system.
Mm-hmm.
And people that had crimes like that, which I was sent there for, they were usually targeted and assaulted and everything else.
So
and
you ended up having to really fight your way through the time that you were incarcerated. I mean, it
yes.
literally physically having to defend yourself
yes.
On an almost daily basis.
Yes. I mean, each hour of being there, I mean, it's kind of hard to talk about because, I mean, it's not easy just reliving the moment, you know? And I could have been killed at any time, you know, because anyone that goes to prison for a sexually related crime, you know, the prisoners there are particularly hard on those people.
Mm-hmm.
No one would listen to me that I was innocent because I'm there. And the norm is that if you're there, you must be guilty.
Hold that thought, Eugene. Richard Miles, we're going to get to your story shortly. In our next segment, we're going to return to Reverend Budd to talk a little bit about gathering all these stories together. We want to make people aware of where they can get the book.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Just tell us about what happens in many other systems across this country that needs to be perhaps looked at more diligently, more strenuously, or will there always, unfortunately, be cases like Eugene's and Richard's?
I'm sure even if the system was functioning as well as it possibly could, because it's a human system, mm-hmm. there will always be the occasional case. But the level at which this has been happening, both in Dallas and across the country, that doesn't have to be that way. I mean, mm-hmm. one thing that really compelled me to actually move from thinking about writing this book and meeting these men to actually doing it was talking to Michelle Moore at the public defender's office, and I was asking her, out of the cases that actually get to you, now admittedly that's a lot of screening. Somebody has to have written a letter,
mm-hmm.
the public defender's office has to have looked at it, they have to think it's one that's worth reviewing, but of the ones she was reviewing, I said, well, how many of them turned out to be innocent? I thought she would say 1 in 100. She said right now the ones we're reviewing, approximately 50%. And when she said that, I thought,
wow,
I've got to go forward with this and see what this is all about.
Wow. You know, we hear a lot about prosecutorial privilege. How much does that play a role in what gets tried and what doesn't?
I think that plays a role in what gets tried. In these cases, the other thing we see at the prosecutor's office is, you know, how people choose to deal with Brady material, the law that says if you see anything that points to this person's potential innocence in this case, you need to turn it over and make sure the other side knows that as well.
And that's not done often as it should.
You know, there's a lot of discretion, a lot of decision-making, and not much penalty for making an error there. At the same time, these defendants end up paying the ultimate penalty.
Richard Miles, your story coming up in minutes here on Daybreak USA. Stay close.
Collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Be one of the first 100 callers to get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-310-1694. That's 800-310-1694. 800-310-1694. 310-1694.
People take a dangerous gamble every day with their finances by driving without an auto warranty. One breakdown could leave you with no way to work. One repair could cost you thousands of dollars. Cover America has announced affordable mechanical breakdown coverage at direct-to-the-public pricing. This is the same type of coverage dealers offer at a substantial discount. With this protection, Cover America pays your repair shop directly, no waiting for checks. Plus, most plans come with 24-hour roadside assistance and car rental included. If your car has less than 150,000 miles, you could automatically qualify. Call for a free, no-obligation coverage quote from one of our friendly specialists. You'll get free information on the type of coverage that's best for you. Call 800-320-6405. Don't risk wiping out your savings on expensive car repairs. Call for your free, no-obligation quote now. 800-320-6405. 800-320-6405. That's 800-320-6405.
Welcome back to Daybreak USA, 37 minutes past the hour. We are once again talking with exonerees that are featured in the book Tested, How 12 Wrongly Imprisoned Men Held On to Hope. It is a project that Reverend Dorothy Budd, former prosecutor for the Dallas County District Attorney's Office, and her daughter Peyton put together, conducting interviews with these 12 men, two of whom are in the studio with us. We've been hearing from Eugene Hinton. Now, Richard Miles, time to talk about your story. First of all, thank you, man, for coming in with us and sharing your story this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us, man. It's truly a blessing to be here today. And I guess my situation, I was 19 years old. I was walking home in North Dallas. I stayed off of Crest Haven, and in the process of my friend dropping me off, the police picked me up, took me to a Texaco station, eventually took me to a homicide division. And at that point in time, they told me that I was the person, not a suspect, that had killed one person and wounded another. I gave them phone numbers of who I had been with all that night, just everything. The detective went out, made the phone calls, came back in by 45 minutes later. He said, you know, your story checked out, but you're still going to prison. I was in the county jail for 17 months. I eventually ended up going to jury trial. 10 witnesses, 9 said I didn't do it. 1 person said I did. Fingerprints wasn't mine. No gun. The dude that got shot testified that it wasn't me. All of my alibis came to testify. And I was given a total of 80 years in prison.
With all of that evidence,
yes, sir,
stacked against the police and seemingly exonerating you at that point,
yes, sir,
of this crime, you still ended up going to jail.
Yes, sir. They based my conviction upon one person. Ironically, this year that one person signed an affidavit saying that the prosecutor took my picture out of his pocket before he went in to testify and said, look, this is the dude right here. He's sitting right beside his lawyer. When you go in, just point him out. Don't worry about it if you don't remember him. Later, in the latter part of the affidavit, it says that when he went into the courtroom, he had never seen me before. The only reason why he picked me out was because the prosecutor told him to. And so I got received a total of 80 years in prison. I did 15 years. I was just released last year, October 12, 2009. My case posed a challenge because it was the first non-DNA release, which means DNA opened the door for cases like mine and Christopher Scott, who you had previously.
Mm-hmm.
But if it wasn't for that door to even be open, the possibility for a non-DNA release or an exoneration to come open would be minute because, you know, people don't want to embrace the fact that it's people falsely in prison.
And why is that, Reverend Budd? Because what Richard outlines is somebody who had a job like yours, ignoring mountains of evidence, and a detective just pretty much predisposing this man and perhaps, and not perhaps, many others like him in the system that just get tabbed as the guy. Are there quotas that they're trying to reach? Are there cases they're trying to move off their desk? What brings about a circumstance like Richard's?
You know, unfortunately, the system would be a lot easier to fix if there was one thing that you could point to that was wrong And you could say, if we just changed that, everything would be all right. But what really seems to happen, most of the time, I don't think most police officers wake up in the morning and say, today I'm going to go find innocent people and put them in jail.
No doubt, no doubt.
You know, there used to be a saying around the DA's office that I hope was in jest that used to say, you know, anybody can convict a guilty man. It takes a great prosecutor to convict an innocent one. But that was, I hope, always a joke. No prosecutor I knew said, I'm going to go out today and I'm going to put somebody innocent
in
jail.
Right.
But I think what happens is, you know, one little mistake is made and then another little mistake is made and people get tunnel vision and they think they found the right guy. So they don't reexamine. They don't stop at the various points and say, wait a minute, is this all adding up? And then, like Richard and Eugene say, I think it's by the time you actually get to a trial, it's pretty easy for the witnesses to figure out that the black man sitting by the defense lawyer is the one they're supposed to point at.
Unfortunately, you know, and let us point this out right at the outset. When the quote-unquote race card gets injected into the discussion, there are thoughts of this being motivated by race. At the end of the day, there are a number of different nationalities that find themselves in the circumstance, Eugene and Richard, that you found yourself in. The unfortunate reality is, though, that the numbers of minorities, black men in particular, that are incarcerated and that have been among the countless numbers of exonerees, both in the state of Texas and elsewhere, outnumber those of other ethnicities. And so that is a disturbing trend and a disturbing number. When you got out of prison, and Eugene, I want to go to your story again because you talk about that initial charge of sexual assault for which you were wrongfully convicted and how while you served a cumulative period of time of about 18 months for that, it changed you and resulted in the kind of behavior that ended up sending you back to prison.
Yes, absolutely. I think that the most impressionable part of a young teenager's life is when they're searching for that character, you know, to define who they are,
mm-hmm.
usually around puberty. Okay, we can estimate it between 13 and 19. That young child is actually trying to define who they are. You take him and you put him in a harsh environment
mm-hmm.
to mold and shape who he is.
Right.
Then he will come out with nothing but hardness because that's what he's exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Then his character will be deformed, if you ask me. And it would take them that much more time to undo the damage that was caused when he had to see these things that made him into that harsh person.
Mm-hmm.
He had to live in a way to survive that otherwise he wouldn't have to resort to if he was home with his mom or his dad. You know, at 16, 17 years old, the child is like a vacuum. He's taking in those things that he exposed to and trying to identify with those things to become who he is, to shape a character that would define the quality of his existence.
And in your case, it ended up shaping a character that fought against and had to fight within a system that, first of all, you should not have been a part of.
Absolutely.
But it became who you were.
Exactly.
And as a result, you went back into the streets and then ended up back in prison, having ended up committing a crime that this unjust conviction ended up being locked, you know, underneath.
Absolutely.
And so then became what, a 60-year sentence that you
Yes, a compilation of 62 years. I was given a 20-year sentence in Dallas and a 42-year sentence out of Tarrant County. And
hold that thought. When we come back, we'll talk more about that. Richard, your story as well and how you managed to take that experience and become the men that you are today. We're going to do that in minutes. The book is Tested, How 12 Raleigh Imprisoned Men Held On to Hope.
IRN USA Sports, I'm Bo Daniels. The Los Angeles Lakers' fast start took another bump on Sunday, this time from the Phoenix Suns. Jason Richardson scoring 34 points, and the Suns hit 22 three-pointers, the second most in NBA history, to beat the Lakers 121-116. Pau Gasol leading the Lakers with 28 points, 17 boards. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Hawks beat Minnesota 111-105, Detroit over Sacramento 100-94. The Spurs beat the Thunder 117-104, and Houston over New York 104-96. Top 25 college basketball, top-ranked Duke cruises over Princeton 97-60. 10th-ranked Syracuse beats Canisius 86-67. 12th-ranked Gonzaga all over IUPUI 86-56.
14th-ranked Purdue beats Howard 76-40, and it was number 22 Temple beating Toledo 82-49. This is IRN USA Sports.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Back pain.
Correct.
Yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Instantly through Wii.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $9 a month.
See terms of use. And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Through Wii!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Boise State moves up in the AP Top 25 poll. Correspondent Marv Schneider reports.
Oregon and Auburn remain 1-2 in the latest AP rankings, so the big moves are at 3rd and 4th. Boise State is back in 3rd, and Texas Christian slips back to 4th. The next five teams hold their ground. LSU is 5th, followed by Wisconsin, Stanford, Ohio State, and Nebraska. Alabama and Michigan State swap places. Alabama up to 10th, Michigan State to 11th. Bob Schneider, New York.
In the all-important BCS standings, the entire top 10 remains unchanged. Oregon still on top, followed by Auburn. TCU and Boise State are 3rd and 4th, followed by LSU at 5th. Stanford, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Ohio State, Oklahoma State round out the top 10. In baseball, the Pittsburgh Pirates have hired former Colorado manager Clint Hurdle as their new skipper. I'm Bo Daniels. This is IRN USA Sports.
Twelve minutes before the hour. Daybreak USA continues. Chrissy Cahila, Bobby Collins, I'm Scott West. We 2 weeks ago had a chance to talk to two men whose stories were chronicled in the book Tested, how 12 wrongly imprisoned men held on to hope. And so many thousands of you watched those interviews on our YouTube channel. And this morning we're joined by two others, Eugene Hinton and Richard Miles. Richard Miles sharing his story of having been wrongly convicted of a crime for which he spent 15 years in prison. And Eugene Hinton, who for the first crime, wrongfully convicted back in 2007, that led to a lifestyle that sent him back into the prison system. That crime piggybacked onto the crime for which you were convicted. What crime was it that ended up putting you back in prison?
Okay, just for clarity, the original crime was in 1984.
Okay, thank you.
And in 94, I returned for an aggravated assault and a drug possession case out of Tarrant County. And as you mentioned, the sexual assault was used as an enhancement paragraph to intensify the sentences on both of those crimes. And I was sent away to prison the second time with an accumulation of 62 years.
What is it that got you out?
I want to say the grace of God got me out. Because not without the grace of God, none of this could happen. Because he worked through people. And it was by the grace of God that the evidence sat in that locker from 1984 until 2005 when it was tested. And this is the case in a lot of DNA cases. Those men were freed by the grace of God, because anything could have happened to that evidence in between that time, and it didn't. The protection of God was over it. So I give credit to God.
Richard, you spent 15 years for a crime you didn't commit. You're the son of a preacher.
Yes, sir.
Your parents stood by your side throughout this entire process, didn't they?
Yes, sir.
Unfortunately, your dad didn't live to see you get out.
Yes, sir. He passed 3 months before I was actually released. I believe God allowed him the opportunity to see that this 15 years that he stood by my side and they stood on the platform with me to proclaim my innocence, that battle was over with, and he could now go on to a better place.
As you look at your life now, how long have you been out?
1 year.
What's that year been like for you?
You know,
before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
Mm-hmm. I was returned to prison by 95 when the sentences were done. And immediately I went through a conversion. I remember being in the day room on the Alfred D. Hughes unit, and there was a guy, he had this green book there. And I had never seen Arabic writing before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And saw it, and I inquired about it. So the guy said, yeah, this is Arabic. And he began to read it. And I was enchanted by it,
mm-hmm.
just the sound of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, where did you learn it? Where did you learn it? He said, well, I'll tell you what, we're fixing to go to Thailand. Won't you go with me? So I went to the service with him. And once I was there, I saw things that I had never seen before. Mm-hmm. Or if I had seen it in my past, it didn't stick because I didn't remember anything like this. All the guys, when it was time to pray, they locked feet and elbows, and they were like in one unit.
Mm.
And I said to myself, I'm home.
Mm.
This is where I need to be.
It was a peace that you had not known in those days.
Exactly.
And in those years you had spent within the prison system. Richard, you're out now. You, of course, as you say, spiritually you're trying to process what it is that you're dealing with. Any one person that's been kind of a touchstone for you since you've gotten out?
It's been a lot of people that's helped me reacclimate back to society. I mean, we have a brotherhood amongst the exonerees, the Dallas exonerees, that supersedes anything. Because being that my father now has gone away, I stand beside my mom. But, you know, at those points in time when I have questions that only a man can answer.
You need people who know what you've been through to know how to deal with what it is you're facing with now. We're coming back to wrap up this segment and, again, focus attention on a book everybody needs to read. It's called Tested. How 12 wrongly imprisoned men held on to hope. Back to wrap up the hour in minutes on Daybreak USA.
I'm from Phoenix. Well, we now live the dream. I used to be a six-figure income earner in real estate. I was working evenings, weekends. I didn't own my own life. Now I work when I choose to work. My husband and I are in Hawaii, still working, but I'm enjoying the beaches, talking to people from the beach, the pool. We're not part of that recession working Andy Willoughby's three-step plan. We're debt-free. We don't have to worry about credit card debt. We don't have to worry about whether we're going to be able to go on a vacation. We do what we want to do when we want want to do it, it's fantastic. Using the Andy Willoughby's three-step plan is it's a turnkey operation. Simple. Anyone can do this business using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan, and I would encourage you to find out more information about this opportunity.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. Go to threestepplan.com or call 800-637-6122. 800-637-6122.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. 1-800-773-9609. That's 1-800-773-9609. Stop the dizziness. Call 1-800-773-9609. That's 1-800-773-9609.
Three minutes before the hour, as always, with our conversations with Reverend Budd and the exonerees that we had a couple of weeks ago, as we are this morning with Richard Miles and Eugene Hinton, time just kind of flies. We hope that for those of you that have been listening and maybe came in on a portion of our discussion, you go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/DaybreakUSA, where later in the hour we'll have these conversations available. Richard Miles' case is still kind of going through a process, isn't it, Reverend Budd?
Yes, it is. As he said, he's only gotten out in the last year, and you know, his case is going up through the Court of Criminal Appeals. There's been a finding of actual innocence, but it still takes a long time to get all the way up to get an exoneration and a pardon from the governor. These are slow, laborious legal processes.
And unfortunately, while the amount of time that you've spent has really cut a swath through your lives and robbed you of opportunities, both of you, as was the case with Christopher Scott and Billy Smith, you recognize how God brought you through it and how God is going to help you get to this next phase of your lives. I think that when we have that kind of faith, we recognize, even in the face of what you guys experienced, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, the rest of your life can indeed be the best of your life with that kind of faith. Do you believe that, Richard?
Oh, yes, sir. I believe that. Because, I mean, it's just like faith is like the seed. You don't know a seed is in the ground until over time it begins to get watered and you allow that seed time to manifest, and that seed grows into a tree or to a flower. And that, in essence, that's what pushed me through what